USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing,
"I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team."
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
President Biden is updating progress on infrastructure improvements.
"I ran for president to unite the country. This bipartisan infrastructure law I signed a few months ago unites us around things we all depend on."
Biden adding their plans to protect the health of Americans by working to ensure clean water through the replacement of pipes.
"We've also released an action plan to replace all of our nation's lead pipes in the next decade. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. Everyone in this country should be able to turn on the faucet and drink clean water."
The president and first lady spending their weekend in Delaware. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole to an inmate.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday denied parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the Palestinian refugee serving a life prison sentence for assassinating U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A union for flight attendants is accusing the CDC of loosening rules for quarantine after COVID-19 exposure at the behest of the airline industry as the Omicron variant continues to rage across the globe. The CDC shortening the recommended quarantine duration from 10 days to 5. And Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants, tells CNBC it was done to only help the airline industry.
"To lobby the CDC based on staffing shortages alone sends a really mixed message to the public, and we're really concerned about that for the employees, but also for the safety that we are communicating to the public. What Delta led on was asking the CDC to reduce the days from 10 to 5 for staffing reasons. And our biggest concern when Delta first announced their policy was that it did not include the provision for asymptomatic workers coming back to work at those 5 days. So this is really about clarity, making sure that we're not undermining safety, and making sure that we're not sending a message to the workers or the supervisors who are confused about this too, that they should be forced to come back to work sick."
The NFL playoffs kicking off their Super Wild Card weekend on Saturday with 2 games. The Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Las Vegas Raiders and the Buffalo Bills playing host to the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.